The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour, Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. And a very special welcome to our 104.5 FM listeners. I just want you folks to know how special you are. And I mean that. I am very grateful that you are listening over 104.5 FM. However, you that are listening by streaming audio are very, very special as well. I love the 5 o'clock audience in November and December. And here's why. Our major signal is our AM 880 signal, okay? And it's no secret that's where the majority of our listeners listen, because it's a huge signal. We reach 80 of the 88 counties with our AM 880 signal. But you don't have to do anything special to listen, you know? Just flick on your radio, there it is. At 5 o'clock, they sign off. Our AM signal signs off. And so those of you who are listening by streaming audio, you got to go the extra mile. You've got to pull up your phone. You got to get your computer, your tablet, or whatever. You have to do just a little bit extra. And our 104.5 FM listeners, well, you as well. So anyway, I just want you to know how much you are appreciated. So thank you for joining us. This Jeffrey Epstein thing just continued. And by the way, during the break, I was listening to the live impeachment hearing. Once again, nothing. I listened to almost all of the interrogation by the counsel, the attorney representing the Democrats, questioning the two afternoon witnesses, Mr. Morrison and Mr. Volker. Nothing. There was nothing. Oh, my goodness. It is such a waste. It is such a circus. I mean, when Bill Clinton was impeached, we knew the president of the United States lied through his teeth under oath and then covered it up. We knew that. We had absolute proof. We had absolute evidence. He committed perjury. The president of the United States committed perjury and then tried to cover it up. Do you remember, those of you old enough, he looked straight into the TV camera and said, "I did not have sexual relationships with that woman, Monica Lewinsky." Remember that? Waved his finger at the camera. Lied. And he was not removed from office. He was impeached, but he was not convicted in the Senate. And this, well, the president has called it a witch hunt. I think that's pretty appropriate. And by the way, something very important. Remember, it was quid pro quo. That was the big deal. Quid pro quo. Now it's bribery. Nancy Pelosi started this several days ago. This thing has changed so often. It was, you know, from the day Donald Trump was elected, Russian collusion, Russian collusion, Russian collusion. We're going to get him. We're going to impeach him. We're going to throw him out of office because of Russian collusion. Russian collusion. Over and over and over again. Wait till you get them. You hear the Mueller report. Oh, my goodness. When that is released, that's all we're going to need. Whoop. Slam dunk. Impeachment. Well, the Mueller report was released. Nothing. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars over 2 years. 10,000 interviews. Nothing. Well, then they didn't have anything. So there for a short time, it was racism. We're going to get him. He's a racist. He's a racist. We're going to get him. He's a racist. He's a racist. Every time you turn into CNN or any of the mainstream media, the president is a racist. He's a racist. He's a racist. Well, there was no proof of that. And then the Ukraine. Now we have him. Now we have him. And they have revealed nothing. And so at first it was quid pro quo, quid pro quo. That didn't stick. And so now Nancy Pelosi laid the groundwork a few days ago. It's bribery. It's bribery. It's bribery. What? So today, Adam Schiff, in his opening remarks, said, you know, bribery can be a really wide-ranging thing. It can be a whole lot of, oh, my goodness. Anyway, all right, enough of that. Enough of that. This Jeffrey Epstein thing, this is going to go on for a long time. This is the multimillionaire with deep, deep, deep connections, by the way, to the Clintons and about half of Hollywood and several of the royals in England. He was charged with gross sexual charges, sex trafficking charges. He was all kinds of things. He was waiting trial. He was in jail, you'll remember. And he was found in his jail cell, hanged, killed, dead. The coroner in New York released it was a suicide. He killed himself, even though he was supposed to be on suicide watch, because he had attempted suicide before. The family of Jeffrey Epstein, I don't know whether it's Epstein or Epstein, I keep hearing both, they hired a private coroner. What is his name? Baden, I think it is. He did his own autopsy and so forth and said, no, he was killed. It's a homicide. He was killed. So now two federal employees, two of the guards who were supposed to be watching him, have been arrested. Yeah, they have been arrested. Quote, the two Federal Bureau of Prisons employees are expected to be charged on Tuesday, today, in the U.S. District Court in Manhattan. One source told or said that the two federal workers had already been arrested, but another source said the arrest had not yet been carried out. But they are to be arrested and charged. And I've looked and looked, and I can't find what they're being charged with. Negligence of duty. One source said that they are being charged with lying to investigators, tampering with evidence. Now, I'm not into conspiracies. I am not. But from what I have read, and I've read a lot, Bill Clinton was implicated in this deeply, 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 deeply. And what has happened to a whole lot of people who had dirt on the Clintons? They ended up dead. So anyway, that case is far from over. We will see. But anyway, two of the guards who were on duty that night have been arrested, or at least will be arrested. We're not sure. Hey, when we come back, talk about two contradictory articles from are about the LGBTQ community here in Central Ohio. You got to hear this. You have to hear it. We'll be right back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
It might be a surprise to many people, but it will not be a surprise to this audience, because you folks are LTDs. You're smarter than the average bear. You don't take at face value what the media tells you. In fact, you don't take at face value what I tell you, because I have continually begged you. Don't believe it just because I say it. Check it out. That's why I beg you to be a part of Facebook and Twitter. I ask you to read the sources that I use and evaluate it for yourself. Think for yourself. That's one of the great themes of this program. God gave you a brain. Use it. I will never tell you what to think. I will help you to learn how to think, because you're not taught that in our public schools. You're not taught how to discern or to think in our schools. So, yeah, I will do everything I can, but I'll never tell you what to think. Well, the media has such bias, and yes, it's true, even here in Columbus. And the media loves to perpetrate myths concerning particularly the LGBTQ community. Now, I have said this probably 1,000 times, probably more. There is no scientific evidence that transgenderism even exists. There are many people who are confused about their sexuality and their gender. It's called gender dysphoria. That is the term. It is a psychological condition where you are confused about your gender. And the treatment is therapy, not hormones and surgery. But transgenderism, scientifically, does not exist. And yet, reading the media, you would think that it does. I have two stories here in front of me, and they're diametrically opposed to each other. And I just want you to hear this. The first story I have in my hand is from our local Channel 4, WCMH, NBC Channel 4. And I'm not picking on them. It's just they're the ones that did this story. Headline, transgender individuals in Central Ohio have hard time finding work. So the article begins with the premise that transgenderism is real. So the premise of the whole story is false. That's a headline, though. Transgender individuals in Central Ohio have hard time finding work. Dateline Columbus, Ohio, WCMH. Finding a job is hard enough, but those who are transgender say it is even worse. The National Center for Transgender Equality released a study showing that the jobless rate, and then it goes on about transgender and so forth. Many say that just about every day they endure some kind of discrimination, either in their personal or professional life. Questions about Shane Wheeler's gender surround him daily. They'll ask me, leave me notes, say something to my coworkers, and it's uncomfortable. They'll ask me, leave me notes, say something to my coworkers, and it's uncomfortable. Okay. Wheeler went on to describe one such encounter. He stepped in front of me, looked down at me, and said, are you a female? And my voice cracked, and I said, no. Wheeler said, being a transgender man, which means this is a female dressing up and pretending to be a woman, Wheeler says being a transgender man has cost him potential jobs. Okay. News flash. businesses are concerned about their bottom line. Okay? My one of my grandsons works for one of the best restaurants in Central Ohio. I won't mention the name, but it has been Joy and I's favorite restaurant for many, many years. Upscale restaurant, and he's one of the servers. They have a very strict dress code. We saw him the other day, and he said, "My boss made me shave the other day." He had forgotten to shave that morning, and so he had a tiny little bit of stubble when he went to work. And when he got to work, his boss said, "There's a razor and shaving cream back in the back. Go shave." Why? Because this upscale restaurant is concerned about the way their servers look, how they present themselves. They don't want to be offensive. They have to wear a uniform, very, very specific uniform. They have to wear aprons, very, very specific. The apron has to be worn in a certain way. It is tied in a certain way. They have certain standards for hair, for facial hair, for the uniforms, and so on and so on and so on. Well, they have every right to do that. They're a business, and they do not want their employees to distract from their purpose, which is to serve food and to please people while they're serving. So that is okay, you know, for my grandson to be forced to go into the back and shave. But it's supposed to, and that's okay. But it's not okay for an establishment to say, you know, if you're a man, we really appreciate you don't dress like a woman. Or if you're a woman, we would really appreciate it if you didn't dress like a man. What is wrong with that? Well, the liberal progressive left says that's discrimination. That's hate mongering. So this article from our local TV station, and I won't mention the name of the station again, it's all about how terrible, how horrible it is for transgender people in Central Ohio. Can't get a job. They're discriminated against. It's terrible. It's horrible. It's awful. And a very, very sympathetic article about how tough, how difficult it is for the LGBTQ community here in Ohio. They can't get a job, and they get a job, they can't keep it, and so forth. And the bottom line is, transgenderism does not exist. These people have a psychological issue where they need therapy. Their confusion does not need to be embraced. There needs to be sympathy, there needs to be understanding, but there needs to be treatment, not embracing. So I've got this article. Transgender individuals in Central Ohio have hard time finding work. In my other hand is an article from the Human Rights Campaign, HRC, one of the most liberal, radical, homosexual, LGBTQ organizations in the country. I got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to contrast what one of the nation's largest LGBTQ organizations has to say about Central Ohio. Methinks our local TV station is perpetrating myths.